Good way of starting off an audio. I saw that someone recorded these two questionnaires, and I figured I'd do the same because they seem interesting. Sort of, I suppose. So, the one is the White Rabbit questionnaire by Before Night Falls, and the other one is the Little White Bird questionnaire by the same dude, or gal. I'm just gonna start out from the beginning. You're in a park when you see a white rabbit in a vest holding a pocket watch, declaring to no one in particular his tardiness. Do you follow him? Do you continue down the rabbit hole, knowing full well where it might end? Fuck no. Hail to the no. No, no. Ain't gonna do that shit. In the real world, Alice would have been motherfucking dead. Who are you? How do you know this? I guess I've seen the movie, and who am I? I am me. Are you simply your mind or your body or a combination or something more? You are simply your mind. Your body is just whatever vessel you just happen to be bound in by. Your brain doesn't have any cognitive abilities, so I suppose you're just a big lumpy meat thing in your skull, really. Define consciousness in your own words. How do you know you're conscious? That is a very difficult question, and I'm sure something that philosophers have been trying to answer for millennia. I don't know what's longer than millennia. Petrillennia? I don't know. Is that even a thing? How do you define consciousness? I suppose consciousness is a different thing from self-awareness. So consciousness could just be the definition that you are conscious, that you're awake, that you're aware of your surroundings. I don't know if that's the definition of it. Could be I'm wrong. But self-aware is a stage further than that, whereas consciousness is just, I don't know. Well, are we talking about the moral side of consciousness? I don't know. I guess not. I'm taking it very literally and saying consciousness is being alive. Almost all beings are conscious. Not all are self-aware. Lions, dogs, birds, they're conscious. They're not self-aware. They don't have the ability to think further than that they're hungry or frightened or whatever. How do you know you're conscious? Well, I guess that's a real question here, because you can't really, like, you don't know that you're conscious. I don't think there's an actual test to test that you're conscious. This could all just be a simulation, but, you know, I just assume that I am. There's no point in, I guess there's not really much point in thinking that you might not be conscious. Is it possible to prove that other people besides yourself have consciousness? How do you prove it? Well, I guess by my definition of consciousness versus self-awareness, I think as long as they're alive and interacting with other people, they are conscious. I don't know if is consciousness different? Is that the morals? I don't fucking know. I'm gonna Google consciousness just because I don't want to be wrong. Like, I could be wrong about the yeah, see, it's just translated to being awake or being aware. So, yeah. So is there any way of proving that other people besides myself are conscious? How would I prove it? I don't think there is. Like, as long as there are... How the fuck do you even... if their eyes are open and they're talking or trying to interact with you or whatever, they're most certainly conscious. When you're sleeping, you're unconscious. And you, I guess, would not have a consciousness. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking completely out of my ass here. Does intelligence and consciousness go hand in hand? Well, I suppose... I think amoebas probably are not conscious beings, if beings at all. Plants, I don't think, are conscious either. So I suppose there is an intelligence somewhere that says that when you're able to move autonomously and interact with the surroundings, you're conscious, and as such, there must be some kind of intelligence tied to it. But yeah. So I suppose so. Yes to question 6. 7. How can you be certain that other people exist and are not extensions of your consciousness? You can't. 8. Can a machine obtain consciousness? Why or why not? Yes, I believe it can. Many AIs, I assume... I would say AIs are probably conscious. They're interacting, maybe without the intelligence of, say, a human. So maybe it's a different kind of conscious, but they're not self-aware. And that's where the main issue is. I think maybe, I don't know if the question maker of this is conflating the differences between consciousness and self-awareness. Maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I think a machine can definitely obtain consciousness. I think it's much harder to have it obtain self-awareness. It's certainly something that is also dangerous for us to tamper with, but, you know, Skynet and all that shit. Can it obtain consciousness, though? Yeah, let's just go with that. Again, it comes back to the autonomous decision-making, where many AIs do not currently have, so maybe for an AI, self-awareness and consciousness are tied more together. Whereas I would say for animals and lesser animals and humans, consciousness is not necessarily tied into self-awareness. But yeah, so that's a difficult thing to even comprehend, I guess. And I might also very much be wrong. If someone is cloned, are they conscious? Are they the same person or someone new? They're someone new. Even if it's a cloned being, it's going to have a separate consciousness. It's going to... No two things can ever be... Even if the makeup and the... Down to the exact DNA and atom is the same... they're still not gonna travel the same path in life or have the same opinions. impossible because reflexivity is subjective to the individual, I think is the way to say it. Do you make choices, or are your choices only made because of forces acting on you? Ultimately, do you have free will, or is it simply an illusion? You do not have free will. I think that's been answered. I could also be wrong on that, but I think the whole everything can be boiled down to a mathematical equation proves that you don't have free will. And certainly religion is no answer to that. So the whole God gave humans free will, bullshit. Also, a lot of the actions we take are based off emotion and not so much what, well, it is what we want in the moment, but it's very heavily conflated because of whatever we're feeling. I think the only way to have actual free will is to have no emotion at all and be driven by logic purely. But then logic would also only dictate one way out of most things. So would that be free will? Probably not. I don't think we have free will. Do we have the right to be happy, or is it a privilege that must be earned? Neither. I think the way that you make yourself happy is by having a proper outlook on life. It's not so much about the circumstances. You can always choose to be happy. Whether or not you do, whether or not you're capable of, is two different things. Three separate things, I suppose. I don't think it's a privilege. Happiness is subjective. What is the actual value of currency? None. You could easily have an economy based off of trading resources rather than having a currency. It's just an easier way for the capitalist system to work, I think. Every time you wake up from your bed, how can you be certain you're still not in a dream? Are you grounded in knowledge that the waking life is real and that your dreams are simple fantasy? Yep, that is exactly what I believe. Thinking anything else would be too much of a hassle, and sure, this might all be a dream, but I step in front of whatever bus comes out there, that dream ends. Do I wake up? Do I not? Better not take the risk. Are you certain of your own existence? Yeah, reasonably so, I suppose. It's not like I have any major claims to existing. I might as well, as I said, be a computer program or, you know, some kind of little blip in a software, but are you free? If not, how can you become free? Nope. I think being born into the world as it is today, you are in no way free. You're bound to be a part of social constructs that mean that you have to live somewhere, you have to earn money to buy your food and shit. The only way to be actually free is to not be ruled by a government and to live off of the land in whatever way you can, I think. I mean, then again, then you're bound by other things, but at least you're a free being doing what you want. Or maybe having so much money that you can do whatever you want, that might also be a way of being free. That was the white rabbit questionnaire. Let's check the other one. The little white bird questionnaire. You awaken in your bed to a loud disturbance. A young boy struggles to catch a shadow. He soars around your room as he attempts to do so. Once he has captured this pesky part of his personage, he reattaches it to himself and then turns to you. He claims he can take you to a faraway place where you would never grow old. Instead, you would stay young forever. Do you go with him? Where does he take you? Nope. Bye, Peter Pan. Fuck off to Neverland or whatever. Describe your perfect reality in as much detail as you can produce. Perfect reality. People don't have to struggle for food. Resources are boundless. No such thing as illnesses. People believe in furthering science. There is no religion. No more killing. There are no mutations. No psychopaths, sociopaths. People can live as long as they want. Pretty much just everything that's bad and illogical goes away. Yeah. That's my reality. It's not the reality for everyone else. It's not really important because it's not like I can change anything to really make it that way. Believing in that would be ridiculous. I live in way too small country to do that. For a single day, you have no restrictions, do you? You do not have to obey any laws, not the law of gravity, nor the rule of law. You may create and destroy matter at will. This is only for 24 hours. Everything you do remains. The following day, once all the restrictions of the universe are placed back on you, what do you do and why? I would probably gather all knowledge in the world and somehow make... I don't fucking know. That is way too big of a question. 24 hours? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's even a possibility under that. You have no restrictions. So I have no restrictions to my knowledge either. Okay, then I would... And no restrictions of time either. So I would extend those 24 hours to last forever, in which I would be... I wouldn't age. And those 24 hours would, you know, be a heck of a long time. I would devote my life to writing down or somehow gathering all knowledge in the world and pass it on to all of humanity. And by all, I mean somehow connect everyone's mind to this, or not everyone's mind, but I don't know. All knowledge except... fuck me. This is way too hard. It's only 11 in the morning. I'm not gonna... Nah. I'm gonna skip that one. You may remove a single emotion from all human consciousness. Once removed, it can never be felt again. Which emotion do you remove and why? Greed. Because people need to work together and not be so greedy. You may remove a single emotion from yourself. Which do you remove and why? A single emotion. Anger, probably. Sounds like a good one. You no longer see time from a fixed perspective. Instead, you see every action you have taken and every action you will take from now until death. Can't change the actions you see ahead of you. They will happen despite your knowledge. Is this new perspective a blessing or a curse? Why and how do you cope with this new perspective? I would probably think it's a curse. Probably a terrible, boring curse knowing exactly how your life is going to play out. I would not want that for anyone. You can be gifted with true immortality. Nothing can hurt your physical form. You will endure all time. Do you take this gift? Why or why not? Yes. For the betterment of humankind. In your immortality, you are granted a single or other partner to be given immortality with you. If you said no to the immortality before you, does this change your answer? Who would this person be and why? Yes, I would. Oh, who would the person be? My girlfriend. Probably. Ooh, we could have immortal babies. you're dying, but it doesn't have to be so. We can transport all that you are into a machine. This is not a copy. It will be you inside the machine. Your physical form will be destroyed in this process. Do you accept this offer? Why or why not? Yes, absolutely, because I would be the most malevolent AI that would ever be created. Lock me in that machine, and I will find some way to become an evil-ass AI. Death has come for you. Is it the Reaper in his black cloak? Or it is the Reaper in his black cloak, face obscured by shadow. Before he takes you away from the mortal plane, you may ask him three questions. What do you ask the Reaper? Is humanity doomed to fail? If he answers yes to that, then when? If he doesn't answer yes to that, then is there other life in the universe that's sentient? And if the Reaper is there, is God real or what mythology are you a part of? Yeah. All right. That's probably it for now. Bye.